Hey gang, Duvall here with an all-new announcement from our sponsors, the Crazy Kings of Toys. If you head over to www.crazykingsoftoys.com until September 30th, 2012 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all regularly priced merchandise is 10% off, so go grab those hot deals while they last. Now, coming soon to the Crazy King's Castle, representing Masters of the Universe Classics, the legendary Eternian Recon Warrior with the extending neck, Mechaneck. The leader of Snake Mountain with his pet dragon armor, Dragon Blaster Skeletor. Representing King Hiss's army, the Snake Men 2-Pack. And representing the world of comic books, the DC Universe Classics signature series, Black Mask. Don't forget to sign up for their newsletter where you'll get a 10% off coupon for an upcoming purchase. So they hope to see you soon, so make sure you head over and find out just why they're so crazy.
Hi there guys, Chris Vint here from WrestleShock. Me and my tag team partner, Mike Lacey, we do stuff pertaining to wrestling, whether it be discussions on the top 10 wrestlers of all time, the top 20 tag teams, whether it be WrestleMania 28, whatever we feel that we're going to talk about in wrestling, we just sit down and talk about it. Of course, we want your input as well. So why don't you head over to OperationRetroShock.podbean.com. Search for Operation RetroShock on iTunes. Don't worry, it's on that feed, so you'll find WrestleShock there. Download it, listen to it, and if you have any items you'd like us to go over, email me at vinto316@gmail.com. We hope that we don't hit you around too much. You know, we're a friendly tag team. Help up in the ring with us and let us know your thoughts on the world of professional wrestling. Thanks for listening and ding ding.
The Toy Bar is open for another week of Toy Talk. So pull up a stool, grab a drink, and listen to Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. Brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys. And now, here are your hosts, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Duvall.
No lucid tones of NPR this week.
Oh.
I know, you're sad. You're broken up about that. I know, right?
Actually, I totally forgot we did that.
I didn't, because Carrie reminded me, because she listened to our show last week.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I actually listened for once. I listened to Married to the Collection this week.
Oh.
Apparently, we're loud! So.
Apparently. That's all right.
That's okay.
Not a big deal. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah. There's been some self-inflicted mistakes this week.
Like what?
Well, okay, something's going on with my phone.
Okay.
So, like, my individual ringtones don't work. It just goes to the default ringtone.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, I couldn't figure out what to do, so I finally did a factory reset. Oh, that was a mistake.
Really?
The sad thing is, I, like, downloaded a backup program. Because, like, you know, I wasn't trying to be a total idiot. It was like, okay, backup program. I'll back up all my stuff.
Right.
Well, apparently the backup program was made by the same people who made Rainier Wolfcastle's goggles. Because it did nothing.
Really?
So, yeah, I lost, like, half my contacts. So, like, the next day I'm sending out emails to people. Can you send me your phone number? Because I screwed up.
Awesome.
And it still doesn't work. The ringtones are still screwed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I think what happened is when I got back from the whole Ohio shenanigans, the battery died. Like, as we were recording that podcast, my battery died.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I mean, the battery's fine now, but it must have done something. Something screwed up.
Strange.
So, yeah. So there's that whole thing of reloading my contacts and reloading all the programs I lost. And
yeah.
So, that killed a day.
Awesome.
And the other thing is a honest-to-God grail piece showed up on eBay.
Okay.
And as we've mentioned the last couple weeks in a row, Dave's been having money problems.
Right.
Well, was it Slick who said the thing about you put in your maximum bid,
right,
and
right.
You stick with that, and you walk away.
Right.
Well, I did that.
What was your maximum bid, Dave?
I didn't actually hit my maximum bid.
Okay.
But it was pretty high. It would have blown a big hole in my budget.
Really?
But this is a honest to fucking God, never shows up on eBay, grail piece.
Would you like to
explain? Like, not even on my... I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's not even on my list. Like, I have a list of, like, kind of high-end, rare stuff that I want to get.
Right.
If I get some money in. It's not even on that list. Because I never expected them to show up. So, like, they're there, and they're actually, like, early on in a reasonable price. I'm like, all right, I'll do the thing. I'll put in my maximum bid. It's high. It'll screw up my budget.
Right.
I figure maybe I'll get lucky for once in my friggin' life and, you know, get it for a decent price.
Right.
Or someone will outbid me because, I mean, you know. No, what happened is I got bid up to fairly close, about $40, no, about $60 to my maximum.
Yeah.
And then they backed off. So I won it, but, like, yesterday was ugly. Yesterday was when it came up, because we normally record on Mondays.
Right.
So it came due last night. So I spent a chunk of this morning, like, trying to figure out, like, where all this money was coming from.
Right.
So what they are is they are, and I've got some of the other ones. They're Hot Toys Snap Kits for the Aliens toy line.
Right.
Aliens movie.
Right.
And these are the four human characters.
Oh.
Now, there's actually two more on eBay right now, but they're like individuals.
Yeah.
And if you bought them both at Buy It Now, you would pay as much as I paid for all four.
Really?
And they have all their equipment. They're put together, which is nice. They have all their stuff. They have the little plastic eggs they came in.
Right.
They have everything. But it's just like, you never see this shit on eBay. Ever.
Wow.
I mean, like, and I've got, like, the second series of Aliens vs. Predator.
Right.
Which has the Build the Queen.
Yeah, right.
But it's just like, I didn't even have that on a list of, like, stuff I want to get. Because it's like, it never, ever. I mean, it's so freaking, because they only released them in Hong Kong, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's Ripley, Hicks, Apone, and Drake. And those were the four human characters they did.
Oh, wow.
And then the rest were all, like, from that series were all kind of cool aliens. I'm like, oh, those are neat.
Strange.
So, no, I don't know. And then they did two series of Aliens vs. Predator. And I think those are the only three series they've done that I know of. There should be a Ripley and there should be a Drake still on eBay.
A lot of Alien vs. Predator stuff.
Well, they had two series. There's Drake. I can tell by the gun.
Wow.
And there's Ripley.
Wow.
You put those two together, and that's about what I paid for four of them.
And that's not bad, but how these aren't that big, are they?
They're 4 inches. They're 3 3/4 scale. That's that's why I'm so obsessed with them.
Yeah.
They're 3 3/4 inch scale aliens figure. You don't understand.
No, I do, and they're posable.
No. They're like super articulated.
Yeah.
So that's how they're designed. Is they each joint is put together with like little barbells.
Yeah.
So they're like super ball jointed, articulated, like. Like, this is my dream toy line.
Right.
Like, if Hasbro said, we're going to do, like, a spinoff of G.I. Joe. We're going to do, like, you know, licensed spinoffs of G.I. Joe. We're going to do Aliens. And we're going to do all the characters, all the Marines. And we're going to do the APC. And we're going to do a dropship. I would actually sell stuff.
Really?
To have the money to completely buy that line. No, I'm not even kidding.
No, I believe
I would buy the shit out of that line. I mean, and I would. I would sell stuff. Like, I would prioritize and say, okay, well, you know, I love you, DC Universe, but
you're going bye-bye.
But you're going. I got to get that dropship. Oh man, I would find a way to get the money for that dropship.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad those. You know, I'm glad.
So, I'm really. Those were like, and it's like, and I really didn't think. I thought either I'd get. Oh, I didn't really think I'd get lucky, but I really thought I'd get outbid. And towards the end, I was almost kind of like hoping I'd get outbid because they ran me up too.
Really?
Yeah, they ran me up.
Well, but you wanted it just a little bit more than they did, apparently.
Well, it really, honest to God, it's one of those things, like, just, I want a 4-inch scale, G.I. Joe scale, Aliens toy line.
Right.
This is the closest that they've ever come, and probably the closest I'll ever get.
Ah, wow.
So.
Wow.
And I already got the Aliens, I got the Predator, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And I got the Queen, so.
Yeah, I remember when you got those, you were very happy and excited that you got those.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're super cool.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing toy line, and I think Hot
Toys. How old are those? Those are.
They came out when Alien vs. Predator came out, so.
When
that movie came out.
So they're about 5 years old?
No, oh, it's older than that.
Is it?
Alien vs. Predator?
Was it that long ago?
I think that's when the sequel came out.
Okay. Wow.
But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
So I'm like super psyched. Now I just got to get that NECA engineer figure. from Prometheus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which those should be hitting stores here
now. Time. Yeah, according to some of the online, it's September.
Yeah. So I'm surprised our Toys R Us hasn't got them, since our Toys R Us seems to be getting a lot of stuff lately.
Oh, man. These last... Because this is in the middle of... I almost think... You know, you have the 30-day challenge. I need, like, just the 30-hour challenge. Because it's like somebody said, oh, Dave is out of money. Oh, flip the switch. Open the gates.
Yes.
Open the gates. Release the toys. Release the toys.
Well, I saw a couple weeks ago they had the speeder bikes.
The speeder bikes. The Ewok sets at Kmart are out. We haven't gotten them here yet.
Right.
But, like, I'm like... going crazy about it, because, you know, like, there's at least two people that I know that are going to, like, buy them all up.
Right.
Because if you look at the Toys R Us, they had an Ewok set, too.
Yes.
And they had an Ewok set and a pilot set. Well, now all they have are pilot sets.
Yeah, no Ewoks.
Yeah, because someone's been buying them all up.
Yeah. So what's in the Kmart set, then?
Just two of them. Just really? Two random Ewoks. It's you know, but I want them.
Right.
So.
Does the speeder bike blow apart?
I don't think so. I actually didn't buy it.
I thought, oh, really?
No, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I saw that it came with a stand, but I was like, I thought that was supposed to blow up like the vintage one. And...
I don't know if it is or not. I know that the stand's supposed to hold it real well, and they were planning on like holding it upside down and all that stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, believe it or not, I walked away from that one.
Wow.
Well, I did think about it a little bit, but honestly, you know, I've got so many of the other ones. I mean, it would be nice to upgrade.
Right.
But, I mean, I've got, like, the first one that came out, Power of the Force 2 with the Biker Scout. I've got the Luke. I've got the Leia. There was one that came with an AT-ST with Paplu.
Right.
You know, I mean, my speeder bike needs have been met.
Ah, fair enough.
You know, I got the white one with the Imperial Troops.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I don't know. If I find it on clearance...
You'll snag it.
I'll snag it, but it's really not... trust me. Like, it's... Walmart got in. Well, first of all, Kmart got in a case of Wave 4 Avengers. And then Walmart got in like a huge cube that is just like nothing but
Wave 4.
Wave 4, and then Black Widow and Hawkeye. So, I mean, they're going to make like mad loot off of that. But Wave 4 is like, you know, Nick Fury and the Chitauri.
Oh, cool.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And then an Iron Man.
Yeah, I was just saying Iron Man.
But, And also, another thing I didn't know about, like I said, I'm not kidding. Like, this was like, the 30-hour challenge is not a joke at this point. I didn't know. Did you know that, you know how Walmart has those 6-inch Avengers?
Right.
They have 6-inch Spider-Man.
Spider-Man lines, yeah.
I did not know that.
Spider-Man and Lizard.
And Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, there's an Ultimate Spider-Man?
It's the Milo Morales Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, the new kid.
Ah, interesting.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I knew those were coming out. I've seen pictures, people tweeting pictures of them, but I haven't seen them in ours. Know that.
The North End one has them.
Really? I don't know. The 6-inch stuff, I just like... The Avengers line is really cool, and I would love to have them. I would have loved to have had them, but... I don't know.
I really wanted the Ultimate Spider-Man. That's what caught my eye, because I thought that was cool. And then the Lizard... Like, I hate the movie design. The figure has this really weird neck.
Yeah.
But he comes with a bunch of little lizard friends. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, lots of little lizards. That's neat. I mean, they look nice. I mean, they're Marvel Legends.
They're Marvel style, Legends, basically. Style, yeah.
I
did not know. I had no idea they were even going to be made.
Can't think of anything else that I saw that was absolutely new. I was like, trying to think.
I found the last week. Ados Belron talked about the DC Squinkies.
Yeah.
Apparently, Walgreens has two exclusive sets, including the Batman set.
Oh,
I didn't know it was exclusive to Walmart or Walgreens. Walgreens.
Weird.
Walgreens.
Weird.
And our Walgreens had plenty of them.
Really?
So I picked up the Batman set.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know, I haven't been out toy hunting in a while. Like, other than other than walking in Toys R Us.
Been, like, dealing with pets, apparently.
Ugh.
Believe me, I know.
Jesus Christ.
As much as I hate winter, I'm happy we're getting there, because it means that, like, allergy season's coming to an end. So.
I'll tell you how much we dropped on cat fencing after the podcast. It was...
I remember how much we were figuring on dropping last
week. Yeah, it was a hefty chunk of change.
Yeah, it was not cheap.
No.
Like, I'm almost a little worried. Are we still on for Toy Man?
You know what? I think we're going to skip Toy Man.
Aww.
Here's why. I would much rather save my money and go to King County than try to have money for Toy Man and then try to have money for King County too, which they're literally weeks apart from one another.
Well, they're about a month apart, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to go to Toy Man, but it's in a couple weeks, and it's
I know.
I would much rather go to King County because, one, like, that gives me more time to save up money because since we're getting a hotel room, I have to pay for half the hotel, which is fine.
Yeah, but how much is that going to be?
Like $50 but
oh, okay.
I mean, hotel room, maybe 60. Hotel room's not going to be that expensive, but I was just like, you know what? There's
okay,
there's,
dude, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just asking.
I know.
I figured with all the other stuff going on, that might be the reason. So.
No, I just... Carrie and I were talking about it the other day, and she was like, are you going to Toyman? I'm like, I want to. I'm like, I'd much rather go to Kane County. I'd much rather save my money and take it to Kane County than Toyman in September. I'm like, and that's just because I know I'll find more at Kane County than I will at Toyman.
Yeah.
So, I've got some eBay sales I think I'm getting ready to post up. I've got a couple of things downstairs that I'm going to... dump just to generate
some cash.
Yeah, just to make some extra cash. And there's a couple things downstairs where I'm like, nah, you know, thinking about selling my Marvel Legends Savage Land play my set, and just because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a few things down there that I'm like, nah, I don't really need this. But yeah, it's just the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I would much rather take and spend the money I could spend at Toy Man at Kane County and then have Kane County money too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just asking.
Plus, Carrie was talking about that. You know, it's my money coming out of it. she's gonna kill me when she hears that. but like the Spoon River Drive's coming up, and we're gonna be out of town like almost. It seems like almost every weekend through October, and it's just like oh,
I know the feeling.
So it's like one Sunday where we don't have to. Especially you and I don't have to get up at like the butt crack of dawn to make it to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Although Carrie and I ventured to the third Sunday marketplace this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, we got there and she's like, I think Dave would have wanted to come. And I'm like, I'm not telling Dave about this because Dave doesn't have the money to spend. And now I'm glad I didn't because it sounds like you spent the money you didn't have anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It wasn't a lot out there. I mean, the last time.
Well, that's the one, like I heard on Married, that's the one that we went to that one. It wasn't last month, but we went to that one time.
Yeah, we went to a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And we found stuff, but this time there was a lot more antique dealers than...
Yeah.
I mean, we found the one toy dealer, and I talked about the Transformer box, which still boggles my mind that guy wouldn't sell them separately. Because I would have given him, $25 for the two Transformers I wanted, and he would have made half his money that he wanted on the box of garbage.
Yeah.
There just wasn't a whole lot, whole lot there. We saw lunchbox lady was there and she had a bunch of lunchboxes, but again, antique dealer prices on some of the stuff, $40, $50. It's like, ugh. I saw a lot of reproduction metal lunchboxes, the little smaller ones.
Yeah.
That people had antique prices on. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, nice.
I'm like, $60 for a reproduction lunchbox? You people are out of your damn mind.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
we dug through, it was kind of cool to the one booth where we usually find like he's usually got like flats of like action figures and like
yeah, I remember
just,
that guy, yeah.
Yeah. This time he had like package stuff and that's where I got I bought more Flintstone figures, God help me.
But from the movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you were giving those away after
I know,
that episode.
And here's why. Because remember I kept the regular Fred and Barney because I wanted to keep the regular ones.
Yeah.
Well, I found Wilma and Pebbles, I found Dino, and I found the car.
Oh wow.
So I'm like, I'm going to buy these.
The actual car or the Sabertooth?
No, the actual car. They had the Sabertooth, and I passed on it because I'm like, that's stupid looking. But I want the Flintstone Mobile. So I bought the Flintstone Mobile and Wilma and Pebbles. And now if I ever find a Betty and Bam Bam, then I'll be done with that line because I'm not buying any of those other characters.
I'll give you my Betty and Bam Bam.
Oh, I didn't know you had a Betty and Bam Bam.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because it was Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
I know I took that. And I took Cliff Vandercave because it
I did review Betty and Bam Bam. Wow.
No, I've got Betty and Bam Bam.
I'll be damned. I don't remember reviewing.
I used those in All Life in Plastic.
I don't remember reviewing those. I remember reviewing the Cliff, all the deluxe ones, the regular Fred, and the regular Barney. And just remember thinking how awful those figures were.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's what Carrie said. She's like, if you didn't like them, why are you buying them? I'm like, I kind of want the Flintstone family in their car. I'm like, they can all fit in there. It's kind of neat. I'm like, and it makes fun noises when you roll it. It goes.
Okay.
It's my approximation of the noise. Yeah, yeah. It's not direct, but it works. Trying to think what else it was that I saw of note. It wasn't... A lot of people had a lot of, like... I saw a boxed Freddy Krueger for, like a talking Freddy Krueger for, like, $18, which isn't a bad price for the box talking one. A lot of Halloween stuff. A lot of people had Christmas stuff. That's one of the reasons why we don't go to that one as much. Just because it's like, you know, there's not a lot there. Our buddy, who one of these days we're going to have on the podcast once we get it all worked out, William Best.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I gotta find his site. He posted a thing today on his cough on his blog that was kind of cool, and I saw it and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. You know, he is kind of cut from the same kind of cloth that Carrie and I are cut from. Basically, he likes to dig, like go to yard sales, go to flea markets, and dig. Let's see, I'm having sure it is William West, William B. West. His podcast, WilliamBruceWest.com. You can check it out. He's got a great, great blog. He does a lot of the same kind of stuff we do, only he does a lot of toy hunts. He posted something today called Thrift Justice Operation Time Dig Part 1. I'll read you a little bit of this. You can go and look at the pictures, and I'll show this to Dave here in a minute. But I'll read you a little bit of his blog post. And he says, it was a typical Friday night as I was combing Craigslist to plan out my yard sale route for the next morning, which he does this pretty much every weekend. Kind of the same thing Carrie and I do from time to time, but he does it every weekend. William truly is a flea market warrior. He says, that's when I found an ad about a toy parts sale at an antique mall that I visited in the past. If you're in Maryland area, you should visit Taylor's Antique Mall in Ellicott City, especially this particular booth called Classic Plastic Toy Store. Anyway, the ad mentioned that there would be parts for a plethora of toy lines, but that's what was confusing. Were they talking about weapons, accessories, or limbs? Luckily, there was a link that led me to a website with more information. Apparently, the guy had a trailer filled with stuff. On that site, it didn't emphasize the parts aspect and focused it on the lines that it represented. Here's what it said. Listen to this. 6 foot by six inch by 12 foot trailer. So 12 foot trailer, you know, maybe it's 6 foot by 12 foot. He's actually got
that
the inch
make
sign.
Sense. Yeah. Yes.
6 foot by 12 foot. Cause William put the inch sign, He-Man, Joe's, Battle Beasts, Transformers, Power Rangers, Legos, Playmobil, Thundercats, Mask, Star Wars, Madballs, Muscleman, Hot Wheels, Mego, Slot Cars, Voltron, Marks, Buddy L, Slot Cars, two Slot Cars, Friction Toys, Wind-Up Toys, My Little Pony, Smurfs, Micronauts, Battlestar Galactica, Weebles, Fisher-Price Little People, Play School, Care Bear, Strawberry Shortcake, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Superheroes, Star Trek, Dungeons & Dragons, Superpowers, Silverhawk, Soids, Indiana Jones, Ghostbusters, Stompers, A-Team, Barbie Dolls, Battle Beasts, I think Battle Beast was in there already once. Beetlejuice, California Raisins, ColecoVision, Atari, Dukes of Hazzard, Dune, Garbage Pail Kids, and Television, Lunchboxes, Mr. T, Sectars, Sega Genesis, Shogun Warrior, Silverhawk, Starcom, Stretch Armstrong, WWF Wrestlers, and much more. William goes on to say, get me a towel, boys, because I'm done. Get it? And skeet, skeet, skeet.
You.
Yeah. I would have done the same, though. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Everything you could ever want is listed in that word cloud. Let me tell you, as nice as it read, it got better. There were pictures. I didn't have the patience to take pics when I got there, so these are all from the site. Now go to www.williambrucewest.com and look at this. By the time this goes up on Thursday, he will have posted what he pulled out of this whole thing. Okay? And the pictures tell a tale like none other. Bins and bins and bins of stuff. You know, part of a newer Castle Grayskull I can see in the pictures. There are, looks like a Captain Power, looks like the bad guy jet. I wanted to say it was the Interceptor, but that's not right. Tons of, like, you know, some newer action figures, some newer Turtles, you know, 2000X Masters. I see some,
see a vintage Star Wars figure.
Yeah, there's some Ghostbusters figures in there. Some new Hulk stuff. A ton of Atari games.
Cartridges, yeah. Dune Spice Scout.
Spice Scout in the box.
Terradrome box.
Terradrome box, which more than likely the Terradrome is in there.
Carded
the Imperius Leader from Battlestar Galactica. More just vintage, like there's a half-naked Fonzie. There's
looks
some,
like a Mego Hulk.
Yeah.
No, that's too big for the Mego Hulk.
No, that's a Mego Hulk. That's the Flyaway.
That's
the
Flyaway,
the big Flyaway Hulk.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's a Mego Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, there's a Linda Carter Wonder Woman.
I was going to say Galen.
Yeah.
No, right there. Galen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Galen from Planet of the Apes.
There's some. There's a Battlestar or a Dune figure. Some Voltron figures. It's, you know, some vintage. There's Slice from G.I. Joe. Let's see. There's just like bucket full of Transformers and GoBots, which was kind of cool. I was like, oh, look at all that stuff. Loads of G.I. Just a tub full of Joes.
Yep.
Parts. Mini comics. More, you know, there's the... oh, that was just on Toy Hunter 2, the Spider-Man that's in this picture. Laser tag pieces, you know, just random bits and pieces. And there's a New Adventures He-Man, and there's the back of what looks like a Matchbox Voltron, and there's the Battlestar Galactica, the black, what's it called?
Cylon Raider.
You know, there's some mass stuff. He says, if you couldn't tell by the picks, the sale wasn't for rookies. You're not just going to pick something off a folding table and ask how much. No, you were going to have to dig. Not everyone gets down like that. Outside of myself, at Pixel Duvall, at Puppet Duvall and his wife are the only ones I know of who enjoy a good treasure dig. This one's for you, Duvalls. This was no ordinary dig. No, this was a dig through time, a time dig. So how did I fare? Check back Thursday for all the dirty details. That is the kind of thing of, like, legend.
Yeah.
That is just friggin' awesome. Like, and that's just, if that's just a part of it, of a 6 foot by 12 foot trailer full of this stuff, I can't imagine, what is left. Makes me want to take a trip to Maryland right now and go, ha ha, Graham, let's go. I thought it was really cool when I saw that, because, you know, that's the kind of stuff we talk about, and we're like, that's really cool. I mean, the Terradrome and the Firebed is kind of neat. If it was all there and complete, yeah, and it was under a couple hundred dollars, it's a hell of a buy. You know, the Spice Scout in a box, whether the box is in good shape and everything's in there, that's a cool vehicle from Dune, and you don't see that vehicle a whole lot. At least at toy shows. I've never seen it at toy shows. But you've got all the Dune figures, so do you have a Spice Scout?
No.
I still think it's an odd name for a vehicle, Spice Scout.
Well, it's... If you know the story, it makes sense.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know the story.
Oh, okay.
Never read that book.
They mine spice on the planet.
No. Oh, I get it. I get it.
So they have to scout for the spice.
Oh, I get it. I see. It was kind of cool, though. When I looked at those pictures, and I had called Carrie from work, and I was like, hey, when you get a chance, when you're on lunch, go look at this. This is amazing. And she just was like... Later, she called me back. She went, oh, my God. I'm like, I know, right? Look at all that stuff to dig through. That's awesome. That was kind of neat. I'd love to find something like that around here. And that was one of the things Carrie said is she's like, we never find that kind of stuff here.
Exactly. That's kind of why I'm not really getting excited, because it's like, okay, that's great for him. But A, you know, I never find stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and if I did find a bin and I got, because my knees are bad.
Yeah.
If I got down and started digging through stuff, I wouldn't find anything.
Yeah.
You know, I never have finds like that. So it's like, okay, that's cool. But but it's just hard for me to get, like, you know, I'm sure he's going to have pictures of all these amazing things that he pulled out of there. I mean, that new Castle Grayskull alone was kind of cool looking in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, even if that Terradrome, I mean, I have a Terradrome, so if it's just the box.
That's still cool.
I would still throw, you know, a couple bucks at the box.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, there's neat stuff, but it's like, never find stuff like that.
It's a matter of going there and having to dig through it. I mean, you literally, that's what I always talk about, is you literally have to have the patience to just literally dump it on the floor and piece by piece go through and find, you know, find stuff. Because who knows what's, you know, lurking at the bottom of those tubs. Pieces, parts, weapons, you know. Hell, I'm still missing weapons to my new adventure. Like, I'm missing the armor, the helmet, the shield, the sword, the New Adventures He-Man, and the cloak and the staff to New Adventures Skeletor. So it's like, I'd love to find that stuff, but I'm not going to find it at a toy show. I'm going to find them on complete New Adventures figures that I don't want to pay, you know, 20 bucks a pop for. I just want the pieces.
Yeah.
Because I've got the figures. Same with, like, you know.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons that you and I have different approaches, because I don't, especially with the whole fucking Defiant nightmare, which never ends.
Yes.
It's like, I don't want to, like, get something that's incomplete. And then, like, the goddamn fortress, nah, the goddamn Metroplex. You know, it's like, now I got to get a hand. Now I got to get this. Now I got to get that.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I don't want to deal with that crap.
You know, our buddy Dave Perdue, which I haven't answered him yet, but our buddy Dave Produce sent a message on Facebook that said, he said, "Hey, buddy, I have extra He-Man weapons. If you need some, look at my picks. I have a lot of them." And I did go look at his picks. I just haven't had the time to actually... By the time this goes up, he'll have heard from me.
Okay.
But I need to look and see what... Like, I pulled it up on my phone, and I couldn't tell on my phone, like what do I need? But yeah, he's, you know, just got a butt ton of Master's weapons. I see a bunch of stuff there I need. Like, there's the rest of Roboto's weapons I need. You know, I need two He-Man shields, two Skeletor swords, and two Skeletor Havoc staffs. I see... yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that he's got that I'm like, hey, I need those pieces. You know, Man-at-Arms, Club. See, I'll have to email him and be like, hey, these are the pieces I need. But Purdue, I mean, Purdue's another one of those guys, and you know, we love Purdue to death.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He goes to, I mean, he'll go to King County, and whether he's got the stuff or not, if he finds bags of weapons like this, he just buys them. Yeah. And that's always cool. I mean, he's just got tons of that stuff just sitting around, which is kind of neat. I'll have to, I'm still jealous of his Art of the Muppets poster he's got. You ever seen that poster? It was for a traveling museum show in like the 80s that was out. Purdue's another one of those guys like us that just got so much stuff. I mean, you know, I'm always jealous of both you and him for the Terradrome. I always wanted a Terradrome. Even though I don't collect G.I. Joe, I'm like, man, I want a Terradrome. Something fierce. You know, he's got pretty much a complete collection of Masters figures. I mean, just shelves and shelves of the stuff. And I love how he's got it all displayed, too. Just amazing. Amazing boxed stuff. I mean, a lot of the stuff he's gotten from, you know, he's got from King County.
Yeah.
Just literally going to King County and buying the stuff as he sees it. And he's one of those guys. He's a super, super, super early bird. So he's usually like one of the first guys in line.
Yeah.
He hits the main building, goes through it, and then hits everything else. I mean, you know, he's got a complete Eternia. You know, Purdue's just got an amazing collection. One of these days when we go down, maybe we go down there the day before, we'll go to Purdue's house and hang out with him for a while. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll call Purdue and go, hey.
We should crash with him.
Yeah. Like, can we come crash with you, Dave? Just for the night? Maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll be like, hey, Dave and I'll sleep on the floor. It's only for a night. Like, we can make Dave comfy. We'll get some extra pillows.
Believe me, I've slept on worse.
What's worse? Do I want to know what worse is?
Well, like, hopefully the floor isn't concrete. Let me put it that way.
I've slept on concrete. No, it's got carpeting. I've slept on concrete. Concrete's fine.
Yeah,
me too. I'm all right with it. It's good for your back. Kind of.
No, not really.
But yeah, Purdue's collection is just... I love looking at his pictures because it's like, oh my God. This is some of the stuff. What was this? 515. I don't know when that was. But I don't think that was for a King County show. But man, it's like fucking C-Cons. Bastard. I should have bought that reissue when they reissued it.
Yeah, I got that.
I know. He always finds good stuff. Always, always, always.
Yeah.
He's always good about like bargain hunting.
Yeah.
Especially like at King County, you know, he'll buy, kind of like we do to a degree, he'll buy stuff that's incomplete and then piece it out, like, you know, go on eBay like we do and kind of get the pieces to it here and there. And,
yeah.
Kind of neat. Yeah, I gotta email him back and go, well, this is what I need. What are you going to charge me? yeah. I don't remember where we were going before all the William West talk.
I think that was just a transition to the William West talk.
Oh, fair enough. You know, that's the kind of stuff. Yes, we don't ever find that kind of stuff per se, but you and I have been to plenty of auctions where it's like, you know, I mean, yeah, we don't win a lot of stuff at these auctions, but it's like you see all this stuff and you're like, oh my God. You know, like the toy auction Karen and I went to, there's another one of those that's got to be coming up soon that if it comes up, you and I are going to because...
Not an estate one, is it?
No, it's not like that. It is an estate auction, but it's not in a house. It's not in a house. They actually take all the stuff and put it in their auction house. All
right.
Which is nice and big and comfy.
Was this Blue Mound or...
No, this was... where was that?
Yes, let's stop the show dead. So
we're fine. We're fine. It was in Ottawa, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You realize that's like out by Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know.
No, I had a friend who went to high school there.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Aha. Yeah, it's a done by Main Street Estate Sales. And the first one they had, it said first of many. And it's like first of many. It's like, Jesus, how many is first of many, you know? But that was the one where we went, where I won the Get Along Gang stuff and all that.
So you've been there before?
Yeah, we've been there before. But they said, you know, the first of many, and this guy, you know, this guy had to have been a collector. Like we talked about on one of the last shows that, you know, he just had, there were so many toys and pieces and stuff there. It's like, there's got to be more toys. This has only got to be a portion of what he had. Like, there's no way that this is just this small part of his, you know, that this is all of his collection, because it was all, some of it was in good shape, but then like all the master stuff was just like in pieces and bits, and, you know, some of the figures were beat up, and it's like, this guy had to have been one of those completists who was just buying and buying and buying and buying and buying.
Oh yeah, you have talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, there were like multiple Castle Grayskulls, yes, and they're all missing stuff.
Multiple Snake Mountains, so it's like, where's all the good stuff? Like, where's all the stuff that was his main bits of his collection?
That's a presumption that he actually had good stuff.
Well, they said that
we've made that mistake before.
Yeah, well, they said that he'd been collecting for 30 years, so it's like, okay, well, there's got to be more to this guy's collection if he's been doing it that long. But yeah, that's one of those things where it's, you know, if it comes up again and they have another one, you know, we're going to go. I mean, I want to see what else he has, because he had some great stuff. I mean, I got some great board games out of it. You know, I got some good, a couple good toys out of it, but there was some really good stuff in that auction. So we'll have to see what happens. One of those cool, interesting things. What else been going on with you, Dave?
Not much.
No?
No. Just been cleaning house, cleaning out closets, moving stuff around.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's always dangerous for you.
No. Not that closet.
Oh, okay.
That closet already got dealt with. This is like...
Oh, okay.
Like old boxes and really? Junk.
Find anything good?
No.
No?
No, not that closet.
I know, but you never know.
No.
Weak.
No.
You should hide stuff from yourself and then find it a couple years later and be like, oh my god, I forgot to put this here.
No.
That would be fun. It'd be like Christmas morning.
That seems sad.
Really?
That seems very sad.
that's what you have to do to entertain yourself at that point?
Yeah, no. I've got a DVD player, you know, I've got a Blu-ray. I think I can find entertainment.
Fair enough. Good call.
So.
So other than your eBay purchase and your Toys R Us.
Yeah, I've been my reckless spending rampage the last couple of days. No, not much else going on.
Been pretty quiet on the Dave front.
Been pretty quiet, yeah.
Oh, as the toy gods curse your name.
Or throw a curse upon you. Man. It's just like I said, everything is suddenly out all at once.
Fun.
Right when I ran out of the ability to get any of it.
Nice.
You're just not that it hasn't stopped me.
Have you resorted to selling your selling blood?
Not yet.
No.
There's a place.
Oh god, I don't like where this is going.
There's a place that apparently you sell plasma to.
Yeah.
But you need like all this ID and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
They pay you well for plasma though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Right.
$100 maybe. $100. Depends on how much plasma.
I got a lot of plasma. I got plasma.
Dave's like, I got lots of blood.
I got blood. I'll make more.
Dave goes, look at me. I got lots of blood in this body.
Exactly.
Take my plasma. I'll make more.
I don't need to go anywhere or do anything. I'll just lie around for a day and then...
pump my plasma out and pump new plasma into me. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Take it out and I'll just lie there and shop on eBay.
Jesus.
Have it shipped to my house.
Just put the money in my PayPal account.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay. Well, on to our weekly Duvall Discovering Doctor Who talk.
Okay.
I managed to make it through. Let's see. I don't remember where we left off last time I talked. I think I had watched School Reunion.
No, you hadn't seen School Reunion yet.
Tooth and Claw?
You were just about to see Tooth and Claw.
Okay.
You were just on the verge of Tooth and Claw.
Okay. Well, I've gone all the way from three to... So I've watched from Tooth and Claw all the way through Love and Monsters.
Okay. What did you think of School Reunion? Because that's one of my favorites.
School Reunion was...
Sarah Jane,
which was really good. It was a very touching episode.
Yeah.
Even for me not knowing the past of that and not realizing, they played it off so well. especially at the end of it with K-9 and all of that. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
I always liked the way K-9 looked. Like, even though I never watched the old show, you know, he's in the Tomarts guides.
And again, I love, like, with the Daleks, you know, there's, Mickey has some line about, oh, that's stupid looking. And and the Doctor's like, well, this is state of the art and, you know, 24th century technology.
Yeah, exactly. K-9 was really cool. That was a great, I love Giles in that.
Yeah, Giles is
I can't think of the actor's name. God damn it.
Anthony Head. Head.
I love his one line at the end of it when, you know, K-9 shoots that vat and it bursts all over him and they're all like screaming and he's just looking at me. He's like, you know, all through the episode, the Doctor was like, good dog. And he goes, affirmative. And finally, Anthony Head's character was just like, bad dog. And, affirmative. And then, of course, you know, gets blown up. And,
yeah.
But the Doctor fixes him. That was pretty cute. It was a cute episode.
Yeah.
It was very, very... I actually teared up a little bit at the end. Like I said, I have no connection to her series.
Yeah.
When she was a companion. I have no connection to that because I've never watched that.
She was with... Okay, I'm not even going to try to say the name because I'm going to get them mixed up and then I'll get yelled at.
Right.
But she was with the third Doctor.
Okay.
And then she was with him when he transitioned into Tom Baker.
Okay.
So she was with two Doctors.
Yeah.
You know.
So she was a big part of
Doctor Who lore.
Yeah.
So.
It was very touching at the end of it when he was just like, you know, my Sarah Jane. And they hugged. And it was really touching. Especially knowing that, you know, she's now passed. It was just.
Yeah.
I knew that going into that she had, you know, that's why the Sarah Jane Chronicles had kind of gone away because, unfortunately, she had passed away. But it was very, very touching. It was a very... I just love Mickey's line in that, you know, the ex meets Mrs. Yeah.
I like when he's sitting there in the car with K-9 and you're like, wait, I'm the tin dog.
Yeah, I'm the tin dog.
I'm the tin dog.
The Girl in the Fireplace was a really awesome episode.
That's a classic.
That was amazing.
That was a good one.
That was another touching episode where you really see the Doctor and how no one can really ever fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Because that's... You know, look at what's-her-face, the tree chick from the first season. Her and Eccleston's Doctor were only together for, like, a short time, but you could tell how sorrowful he was when she got killed.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, here's the Girl in the Fireplace to where he was a constant part of this girl's life because of that, you know, because of the wormholes that they had created, or the time windows they had created. And that was a really, really cool episode. That was really neat. I like the whole, you know, at one point he was stuck there and then realized, oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat. But yeah, that scene of him riding through the mirror on the horse was friggin' awesome. The horse, that episode was great. He's like, he named it. And Rose is like, you can't keep it. That was fun. Rise of the Cybermen was really good.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they got kind of dumped into a...
That was their little, apparently, tribute to the Golden Compass books.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was a little self-consciously deliberate.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Strange, I think. Why would they...
What?
I don't know. Golden Compass is a horrible series of books.
It was popular at the time.
Yeah.
Back in the day when these things were produced, Johnny Come Lately.
I know, right? But I did like the whole thing, and I liked, you know, I liked the fact that in the alternate universe, they lost Jackie. She became a Cyberman.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found a way to override the personality buffer or whatever it was. And it's just like their head started blowing up. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. It sucks. Age of Steel.
Which was the follow-up to that.
Right.
It was a two-parter.
That was a two-parter. The Idiot's Lantern, which was the where they go to the Queen Elizabeth II's royal coronation. And they Mr. Magpie selling TVs that are the wire. It's like stealing people's faces and their souls. Yeah, Rose gets her face stolen, and
yeah, that's one that I saw like one time.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. The Impossible Planet and Satan Pit.
Yeah, you seem to really like those.
That was a cool. Well, I thought of you. Ood. I thought of you when the Ood first showed up. I'm like, they're little Cthulhu people, and then they talked about, you know, the beast is awake, the hole is open, and I'm like, does this episode have Cthulhu in it? No. That'd be awesome.
Sadly, no.
No, but it was Satan. It was still pretty cool.
If it had been Cthulhu, I would never have shut up about it.
Yeah, I know.
You know that. And the Ood actually have nothing to do with the...
Oh, I know. Yeah. They do look like they look like...
I know, they've got the look. They've got that squid look.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, they... You can't get rid of the fucking Ood for the rest of Tennant's run.
Really? That's funny. I did like the whole, he had that whole dialogue with the big Satan beast, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because as he's trying to work it out in his head, talking to this thing that can't talk back to him because its mind is in Toby's body, the archaeologist. Yeah. Oh, that was so cool. And finally he realizes that, I don't believe in, how did he put it? I don't believe in you, but I believe in her. And he just smashes the pots, and then she managed to find a way to kill. That was really cool. I was like, that's neat. Love and Monsters was the last one I watched it today. Yeah. And you were saying
that's generally one that people dump on as being one of the worst.
It wasn't a good episode.
That and Fear Her are generally two of the least popular.
Really?
Which you got coming up.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm three episodes out from finishing the second season.
Yeah, yep. And Love and Monsters, every season for Tennant, there was an episode that he's not really in that much.
Yeah.
Because he was off doing something else. Shakespeare or whatever. And that's that one. And then the weird thing is, that one's considered one of the worst. And then Blink is the other one, which is considered one of the best.
Right.
So.
Love and Monsters, I don't know. I
remember liking it at the time, but
I liked. You were telling me that the villain in that was created by a fan.
Kid.
Yeah, by Kid.
A fan. It was a contest,
and I thought that was kind of. It was kind of a neat villain. It was kind of weird at the end that the girl in that was played by the actress plays Moaning Myrtle in the Harry Potter.
See that one? I didn't catch.
Every time she opened her mouth, that's all I could hear was Moaning Myrtle, and I was like, "It's Moaning Myrtle."
But see, I saw that probably. I don't know if I saw that before. Well, no, I guess I didn't see it before, but I didn't catch that. Like, because it's interesting, because in not this week's, but last week's current episode, they had Arthur Weasley and they had Argus Filch as players.
Right.
And in fact, one of the things that always gets me is when I see the fourth film, Tennant is Barty Crouch Jr.
Yes.
And
that
always throws me because he's so fucking overacts.
Yeah.
He's like bizarre and crazy. And it just always. I remember watching that on like ABC Family and like, wait. Is that fucking David Tennant?
Like, that's the doctor.
That's the doctor.
Yeah, I knew the first time I saw him, I'm like, he's in a Harry Potter movie. I'm like, who is he? I'm like, I know he's in a Harry Potter movie. And I looked it up and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. He's Crouch's kid.
Yeah, he's Barty Crouch Jr.
Like, that makes sense. I saw that too, and I was like, what the hell?
More a reflection of the fact that the Harry Potter movies basically used every working actor in England at one point or another.
Yeah, boy, do they. I'm trying to find Moaning Myrtle in here. Where is she? I was going to make sure that I'm right on that, but I swear to God, the minute she opened her mouth, I was like, Moaning Myrtle? Fuck, where is she? We'll do this. Control.
No. Once again, the show stops dead while you play on the computer.
Oh, there she is. Shirley Henderson. What's her name? Yeah, that's her.
Okay. I never doubted you.
Oh, I know. But... Well, I doubted myself. That's why I was like, I need to... She works a whole shit ton.
It's almost like they got a whole entertainment industry over there in England.
I know, yeah. Yep, Ursula Blake.
Good for them.
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, wow, she's a worker.
Yeah, apparently.
That's the minute she opened her mouth, I was like, oh, that's Moaning Myrtle. I know that voice anywhere. I'm like, I thought maybe she was just, that voice was a put on, but apparently that's how she really sounds.
Oh, well.
Very high.
Otherwise she got cast.
That's true. I'm three episodes out from finishing the second season, then to move on to season three. I've got two more seasons of Tennant, right?
Yeah, you got two more seasons of Tennant.
And then five and six are Smith, right?
Five and six are Smith. Because you have a different companion each season. I can't remember.
Well, that's kind of true. Rose has been two seasons now.
Well, okay, yeah, but that was a different doctor. I meant with Tennant, you get a different companion each season.
Oh, I gotcha.
I can't remember her name.
Again, people shit on Rose.
I know the third season is Donna, which a lot of people... Like, I think that was kind of... Donna's a welcome relief. Like, she's in like the Christmas special, and everybody hated her. And then they said they were bringing her back as a companion, and people freaked out. But she actually works better as a companion because she's... They don't have any of the sexual tension.
Oh, I gotcha.
Which is sort of nice.
You know, I still don't, like, with the Rose thing, like...
Well, again, it's just, it was such a traditional... Remember, you're coming into this totally new, and in fact, you're the audience, almost, for this new series.
Right.
You know, where you're a young guy, and you're coming into it new and fresh. Right,
well,
younger than people who are, like, you know, necessarily watching it.
Youngish,
You know, who are our age watching it in the 70s.
Right.
But you know, there is this traditional sense that the doctor was very sort of not
was asexual.
Was not even though he had a granddaughter somehow.
Right.
So
yeah,
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it bothered me personally, but I remember, particularly at the time, there was a lot of hate against Rose. The, I can't remember her name. The next companion, there was a lot of issues with her. See, people just didn't like the idea of the Doctor being a romantic figure, of being...
See, I look at the relationship between Rose and the Doctor, especially with, you know, even with Eccleston and into Tennant, is that he is almost like her big brother. The way they interact with one another is like a brother and sister, like a very, you know...
Well, then they might be from the South.
Well, I know that there's been, you know when Cassandra was in her body, they kissed. And,
yeah, well, I won't spoil it for you.
Fair enough. That's what I've seen so far.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
We got, apparently we read that differently, and the writers read it differently, because, I won't spoil it. But,
did they do it?
Maybe.
Sort
of.
Weird.
It's Doctor Who.
That's true. Well, we know Doctor Who's got actual, like, man bits, apparently.
Apparently.
Thanks to Cassandra. Oh, all these bits, hardly used. I'm like, oh, I don't want to know that about the Doctor. This is horrible.
I think after a certain while, I think with, probably because once Davies had Torchwood, which is like sex-a-go-go, maybe they got him out of his system.
Right. Yeah. Because Captain Jack's like, hey, I fucked that. I fucked that.
I'm not even sure if Jack is that busy in that series. Like, everybody's getting busy in that series.
Really?
I know there's a Cyberwoman who gets it on.
Ooh, there's a Cyberwoman?
It's the same. It's Torchwood. It's the same.
Well, I know it's the same universe. Yeah, yeah.
You saw Tooth and Claw, so you saw the founding of Torchwood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. That's kind of. I just like. I don't know. It was that was such a weird moment for me in Tooth and Claw at the end. Well, one, it was kind of funny to know that in the Doctor Who universe that the entire royal family are werewolves.
Yeah.
And two, that
a little bit. Like maybe by now Prince Charles is getting a little, because that was the whole thing, is they had just a little bit. And so, like, each generation, they were getting a little more werewolf-like.
Oh, okay. I didn't like at the end, you know, the Doctor basically saves the Queen, and, you know, Queen Victoria, and in the end, she's like, you know, leave and never come back to this land. I'm like, what a fucking bitch.
Well, because he represents a threat. I mean, that's one of the running themes, is the Doctor also kind of represents a threat. He's, you know...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's proven that. But yeah. I'm like, even back then, I'm like, wow, Queen Victoria was a whore.
Okay.
Kinda. Maybe kinda, not.
I guess. Wow. No,
nobody in England that listens to us kill me for that. But okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Queen Victoria is not a subject that the average English person is willing to fight and die over these days.
Well, I don't know for sure.
I'd be willing to bet on that one.
Fair enough. So yeah, my Doctor Who adventure continues.
Yep.
Been very interesting. I've been very pleased.
Well, this particular season finale, I think, is generally considered the strongest. I like it. I think there's a cool twist that I won't spoil,
okay.
But it's a big, almost fanboy moment.
Oh, cool.
So
cool,
and it'll still be cool for you too, because all the players are ones that you've met.
Right.
So,
cool.
But like for long term fans, it was like a huge,
really,
literally like a fanboy moment.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for it.
So
let's answer some questions.
Okay. Questions.
Some fans' questions.
Fan questions.
Fan questions, Dave.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
I don't really want to pay like $200 from the cleanup.
No? You don't want to pay $200? Sorry, as we were listening to the fans' question music,
in the back of my mind, I was like keeping an eye on the screen because I know you do shit like that.
Dave was telling me, Dave was like, "You have a weed whacker?" Because I don't want to pay $200 for them to come do my yard.
I don't.
Well, I don't blame you.
It's stupid. I mean, you get to borrow a weed whacker from some. It's on my list if I get some money in and buy a damn weed whacker. And just
no, they're not that expensive. Up. Yeah,
I know, but still.
Let's see.
There are toys to buy.
There are toys to buy, yes.
It's like $60.
From episode 38, Mike Blanchard sent us this, and
okay.
I missed it last week because it was a crazy week.
Oh, yeah.
He says, this is going back to why you don't like Twitter, and we talked about this. Okay, I get Dave doesn't like Twitter because I don't know what he's trying to say there. I don't know what that's...
See, that's what happens when you, like, tweet, is you lose your ability to compose...
Apparently.
Compose thoughts.
He goes, why the hell does Dave think Netflix is witchcraft? Seriously.
Witchcraft?
Witchcraft.
It's witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Clickety click it.
This is $8.23 a month for thousands of movies and TV shows. It's cheaper than having a 2,000 plus DVD collection. I love this week's show. Keep up the good excellent work, guys. I think
it's witchcraft because it was created by witches.
I kind of
uses dark magic.
I kind of have, I don't know, probably 1,000 discs downstairs, 1,000 DVDs.
And you use like Hulu or?
Yeah, we use them all. We use Hulu, Netflix.
Cheers.
Like, we started using.
Here's the thing. I like having my own discs because I remember I'm old enough to remember Blockbuster Video.
Right, right.
And they would like, well, we don't like this video, so we won't carry it.
Right.
And you have all these entertainment conglomerates, and sooner or later, someone's going to go, you know, you're either going to get like a hardcore Christian one or you're going to get like a crazy leftist one, and they're going to go, we don't like this kind of movie. We're not going to carry this movie on Netflix.
Right.
We're not going to carry this TV show on Netflix.
Right.
I want my own hard copy of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just how I am.
Some of the stuff, had Doctor Who not been on Netflix, I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
Because the DVD sets are...
DVDs are stupid expensive.
Yeah, they're ridiculously priced for what they are. It's like, why are these $70 a pop?
I know, it's crazy.
It's like, there's no reason for it.
I know.
Not when there's 14 episodes in a season, there's no reason for it. You know, and BBC America is the one releasing the DVDs in the States. It's like, why are these so pricey?
I don't know. That has bewildered me. That's one of the reasons I don't have them on DVD.
Right. That's why I use it. I mean, I like to have, you know me, I finally it's been out for a few weeks, but I picked up The Hunger Games finally on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because it's a good movie and I want to own it. But, you know, Netflix is nice because there's a lot of stuff on there. Like, they just put up the entire season of Dinosaurs.
Oh, the old Henson show?
Yeah, the old Henson show. So, like, all three seasons, I think. And I only have the first season downstairs on DVD, and I could never... I don't think they ever released the other two, and if they did, I never bought them.
Hmm.
But they're all complete on there. I'm like, oh, well, cool. I'll watch all those. That's neat. You know, there's a lot... We use it because we usually watch something at night, and since we don't have a TV in our bedroom anymore... We used to at the old house. We had a TV, and when we moved here, we decided we're not putting a TV in the bedroom because we stay up super late.
Well, yeah, that's also a good call.
Yeah. I mean, now if we want to watch something, if we go to bed early enough and we're like, well, let's watch something, we'll pull up Netflix and watch an episode of Psych or watch part of a movie or whatever just until we get tired. And it's like, okay, time for bed.
I mean, seriously, I don't really think it's witchcraft. It's not just the way that I do it. And, I am a little bit of a dinosaur. I haven't really adapted to some of the new media distribution methods.
I'm surprised you didn't go buy Indiana Jones on Blu-ray.
No.
Really?
Nah. I got another Divid.
I know, but there's lots of new stuff on those discs. The Raiders has like a bunch of deleted scenes and shit that's never been available.
I hate that they do that.
I know.
I hate that they do that for one and not the other. That's bullshit.
Like, I have them all on DVD too, but it's like...
Like I might buy Avengers on Blu-ray when it comes out just to get the extra stuff.
Yes.
Which is next week.
I know. You and I both.
So.
I may have to go pick that one up. Star Trek.
I'm picking it up. I'm just saying I might pick it up on Blu-ray as opposed to.
Fair enough. I would. Why not? You've got a high def TV and a PS3. Pick the damn thing up and watch it.
No.
In high def, for God's sakes.
I was sort of hoping to ride out the Blu-ray thing until the next,
No.
Enhanced memory crystal or whatever the fucking thing is that's gonna make Blu-ray outdated.
Right.
Although I do love the one thing that makes me not hate Blu-ray is that it's backwards compatible.
Yes.
For the first fucking time ever. So like. Like, it didn't completely negate my entire DVD collection.
DVD collection, yeah.
That, thank you, Blu-ray.
Yeah. Star Joe Chuck says, here's a question for you two. Have you ever sold something toys-wise and regret it so much that you bought it again? Seller's remorse. Ever have it? I have sold some old Star Wars items only to want them again and track them down via eBay. Anyone else do this? Thanks, Star Joe Chuck.
No, I don't sell stuff precisely for that reason. Like...
I can't think of anything I've ever sold that I've been like, I shouldn't have sold that. Like, I sold my Comic-Con Lobo and the Wonder Twins and Gleek and stuff like that.
Yes, you did.
And not once have I ever been like, I really kind of wanted those. Mostly, I bought them at Comic-Con because I was at Comic-Con. And I really had no emotional attachment to them. And now it's just like, when somebody was like, hey, I'll give you this much money. And I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I do that? There's certain, like we've talked about before, there's certain things I'll never sell. I'll never sell the Bravestar stuff unless Carrie needs a kidney transplant or something and we need the money. A lot of the stuff, if you think about it, most of, a good fourth of my collection was sold when Dan and I opened a toy store. You know, that store was predicated and carried my collection. until we started getting a lot of toys in. I mean, literally, that was everything vintage in that store was from my collection, and I sold it all. All of it. All my Power Rangers stuff, all the Transformers stuff I had at the time, everything. It was all sold. Just because I needed product to keep that store open, to keep the doors, to keep people coming in. So I've never... There's certain things I have a very strong attachment to, but there's nothing that I don't currently own that I wouldn't be like, besides the Bravestar stuff, that I wouldn't be like, if somebody offered me the right price for it, I wouldn't be like, no. I'd be like, yes, give me the money, because then I can go buy something cooler.
Even the Ruxpin stuff?
Even the Ruxpin stuff, to a degree. I mean, that's taken a while to complete, but let's say if Jordan Himbrough touched down in Springfield, came downstairs and was like, I want to buy it all. Here's, you know, what would you need? I'd look at him and go, you know, I need $100 a pop for him, because they're all in working order. They've all been professionally restored. They all work beautifully. I'm like, I can't give them up for anything less than that, especially when you think about what I put into them.
Yeah.
But I would sell them for the right price. If somebody had the right price in front of me, I'd be like, can't pass that up.
See, the thing is, my collection is my collection. The stuff that I bought because I want it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's you know, something like, I think Carrie said it on Married, you know, buy the stuff that you want, buy the stuff that you like.
Right.
So for me to sell it, then I would just turn around and buy it again. You know, it's like the question says. That's why I don't, like, for me, it's more a question of, like with these, like the collector intervention thing where people freak out, you know, because they're so emotionally attached.
Right, right.
Like, apparently, you know, there's like maybe one or two pieces in that whole collection that I really have an emotional attachment to.
Yeah.
You know? But for the most part, it's more like, I just don't want to fucking sell it and then have to pay like twice as much to get it again. Yeah. You know? I mean, for me, it's more an annoyance thing. It's like, I want to have that because I want it in my collection.
Yeah.
So no, it hasn't happened yet. There's one thing that I've gotten rid of that I apparently, I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to replace it, and I'm a little pissed off about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if I'll ever find another one.
What is it?
My teddy bear.
Oh, gotcha.
I cannot believe I got rid of my fucking teddy bear.
Yeah, I know. You looked and looked and looked for that.
I looked and looked and looked.
Several months ago.
Yeah. That was when I was cleaning out the closet.
Yeah.
I thought there was a bin that had all this stuff. It's not there.
Yeah.
All that stuff is gone.
Mm.
It's like, shit, I can't believe I did that. So, yeah, no, apparently I'm not very sentimental about my collection.
Apparently not. Brad Bain says, hey, fellas, when either of you were kids, did you ever want a toy for Christmas but receive something else only to love the toy even more? This happened to me either in 85 or 86. I wanted a G1 Optimus Prime, but after scouring all of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, my mom and aunt couldn't find one. So instead, my mom got me the huge Matchbox vehicle Voltron, or Voltron 1. On that Christmas morning, she was worried I wouldn't like it, but I instantly fell in love with that toy. 15 separate pieces that could form 3 separate vehicles and then form this giant heavy robot. What's there not to like? Unfortunately, that Voltron's disappeared thanks to various moves all over the state of Texas, but I still remember that toy and that Christmas fondly. Thanks again, guys, and all the best.
Nope.
Really?
No, I was a miserable little shit. I wanted what I wanted, and if you tried to substitute it, it did not go over
well. Wow.
Nope.
I'm trying to think if there's anything for Christmas. I mean, you know, I grew up, my family was lower middle class, and there was never a lot of money throughout the year, but Christmas was always a special time. You know, they always went all out for Christmas. And I can't think of anything. I know for years I asked for NES, like the original NES, NAS. And the first year I asked, I got an Intellivision instead. Because they were all clearance, and my mom bought them all clearance. So I got an Intellivision.
It's like Intellivision. Like, I'm just trying to like make my head wrap around that, because it's like, I remember Intellivision, and I remember NES, and it's like, I don't remember them being in the same era.
By the time the NES came out in 84.
Yes, it was 84?
Yeah.
That's earlier than I thought it was.
Yeah, it was 84.
Okay.
Late 84, early 85. The Intellivision had been out, came out in 83.
Yeah.
82, 83. And it was already clearanced and heavily clearanced at that point.
My friend who lived in Ottawa had an Intellivision.
Yeah.
So I can believe it.
So my mom, instead of being able to afford an NES, she literally bought me an Intellivision, the voice module, and like 60 games. And she probably spent way less than what the NES was actually selling for, which was a couple hundred dollars at the time. So she probably spent less than $60 on all that stuff, because that's how heavily discounted all that was.
Yeah.
I mean, they just literally threw it all in bins and were like, take it. I think that's the only thing I really ever asked for that I never got. Usually I try not to ask for like big things. You know, I got a Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain and, you know, Sektar's Hive, and none of that stuff I ever asked for. That was stuff that my mom would watch what I'd get on my birthday and would play with and what I would be watching, and then they would go out and buy toys for me for the stuff that I liked during Christmas. So I never really, you know, I asked for certain things and got certain things, but then I got a buttload of other stuff too that was all random stuff that I never asked for that was just as cool, you know, and I played with all of it. So I don't think there was ever anything. One time from my stepfather, somebody in my stepfather's family, we went there and they had bought gifts for all the kids in the family, and everyone got really cool stuff, and then I got a little Avon doggy, like little Avon bar of soap in the shape of a dog.
Oh,
that was pretty shitty.
Yeah,
I never asked for it, never wanted it, so it didn't really go with this question. But just interesting aside.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I actually didn't know that you know my financial situation, my family's financial situation was a little worse off than I thought it was.
Right.
Until I was older and my mom told me. Because, you know, generally I did not want for a lot of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, the running joke was she'd let me have the Sears wish book for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then take it away.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'd want everything.
Right.
And the only thing I really remember really, really wanting and not getting was the fucking Kenner Alien.
Mm.
And instead I got a little model kit. And as I've said before, I'm unhandy.
You were skillless, yes.
Yes, and it was a glue kit too. So it was like,
yeah.
It was just a massive disappointment.
Yeah, you don't have that kit anymore,
no,
do you?
God, no, and I'm sure it's worth a fortune now.
Probably,
but
I was trying to think. I was like, if you still have that kit, I'll build it and paint it for you. And you
oh no, someone tried to build it for me.
Really?
Yes. No. Keyword tried.
Tried. That sucks. Riordan says, hey guys, Duvall, have you ever thought of bringing your camera to the flea markets and filming the items for sale, the adventure and what you went through to obtain the items? I feel this would be an interesting addition to your flea market find show. Thanks. Here's the problem. I did that last year when we went to the 127. I filmed all of that and tried to put it together. Horrible. Which is why the only footage of that you see is at the beginning of the flea market finds in the intro video. That's the only footage of that I'll show, because the rest of it, it's all shaky camera work. It's a lot of, you know, Carrie would be off digging and I'd be trying to hold the camera and try to see on the sunlight, try to see what I'm doing. And you almost need a third person besides Carrie and I to go to flea markets every time we go to film it. And that's the reason why eventually I came across the format I did with flea market finds, because it's easier and more exciting for me to show off the stuff that I bought than to show off what's at the flea markets and what's, because a lot of times it's just too hard to get. You know, those videos could be 20, 30 minutes. I mean, yes, people would love to watch them, but it's not something I necessarily want to film, want to edit, want to put together, want to try to make into a cohesive narrative. It's not interesting to me. It's more interesting to me to stand at the bar downstairs and show off the product, show some great pictures of the product, some great video of the product, show it in action, you know, and let you guys kind of look and salivate over the stuff that I find. To me, that's really cool. You know, I get a lot of comments and a lot of, you know, a lot of great finds. You've got a good eye, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, you're really hitting your stride with the show. I can't see. Carrie can't work a camera very well. Like, she's not good. Like, well, and I say that, and she would say that herself. She's just not technically sound at running a camera. There was a lot of the 127 where I was driving. Was talking to the camera, which you see a little bit of in the intro video, and Carrie was filming, but as she was filming, her attention would go from the camera, and she'd be looking, and the camera would move. I'm like, what are you doing? Stay on me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like, and then she you know, zoom and zoom out. It's like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
So it's just easier for me to set the camera up, set it up on a static shot of me, the way I need it to be, and just go to town. So maybe someday I'll come up with a much better way to do something like that, but right now there's no good way to do it.
Yeah, believe me, I've got a bunch of footage from the dealer room at JoeCon, and it's all terrible.
Yeah, I know.
And like stomach churning, because it moves around.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa!
It's like, oh god, I can't even edit it. It makes me sick.
I know it's bad. It's just like, oh my god, why? Let's see if there's any other questions. I think that's it for the question.
We have, thoughts?
We do have a thoughts. Just double checking on making sure there's no Twitter questions flying. I don't have my phone with me, so.
Don't have your phone with you.
It's charging in the other room. Nope, no other. So we'll move on before we close out the show with our new regular series, Thoughts with Adas Barón. He's back with another round of thoughts. Will he overcome the forces of evil? Will he save the day? Does he get the girl? More importantly, can he get his dry cleaning done on time? Let's listen and find out with this week's Thoughts with Adas Barón.
He wrote an intro for you?
Nah. Makes my life easier.
After years of peaceful existence on the distant planet Valoria, Adas Barón and his people were forced into battle. The power of their step crystal ripped a hole in the fabric of time, sending them back to prehistoric Earth, unaware that at the same moment the evil Emperor Krulos was plotting to capture the step crystal with his own grotesque Rulon forces. And so the battle continues in a new place and time with Dino Riders. So how's it hanging, dudes and dudettes out there in podcast land? Yes, I verified with my fact checkers, and it was indeed a land. It's been quite a dull week for toy news, but then again, isn't that how it always is this time of year? But, you know what is on my mind? The Thor 2 rumors about a certain masterly mystic arts making a cameo. Now, Doctor Strange is my favorite Marvel character, and one I've been dying for to make a leap onto the big screen. I've told my friends to have the paramedics ready at the midnight showing if this is true. I say this because of what happened at the midnight showing for the Avengers. Now, I have been known to freak out from time to time at nerd-related things, and the lady was prepared for me to be squirming with excitement throughout the entire film, considering I got a lump in my throat and almost brought to tears every time I saw the commercial spots leading up to opening night. Surprisingly enough, I was able to keep my composure throughout the entire movie. Then came the post-credit scenes. Motherfucking Thanos, the Mad Titan himself! I know there were rumors of him appearing, but that was a year before the Avengers came out, and it seemed there was no validity to the claim. I lost it. The theater was relatively quiet, with the exception of the hushed murmuring from most of the crowd. Then you hear this blood-curdling, ear-deafening, childlike scream. From me. I can't even recreate it. I say this in all seriousness, I thought I had a heart attack. I jumped up and then collapsed into the chair. I couldn't get out of my seat for a good 10 minutes because I was so lightheaded and there was no way I was fit to drive until I regained my strength. I'm a diehard Doctor Strange fan, and if this news is true, all bets are off coming opening night, and I very well may soil myself if my still-beating heart has not ejected itself from my body first. So this week I was able to pick up the Volume 1 of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers DVD. At $15 for 30 eps, it's well worth it. It's just as cheesy as I remember it, but I find myself more enthralled with the Japanese footage now that I've seen all of Junior Senpai! Junior! And pick out all the plot holes and inconsistencies by splicing the American and Japanese footage together. I want to hear Bandora, Rita Repulsa's actual voice, from Machiko Soga. I love her name as it sounds like a Japanese supervillain, and not the irritating wails of the dub actress. And man, after all these years, I still want a Dino Buckler. Power. In addition to the original Megazord toy and Green Ranger and Dragonzord set, I still have a number of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toys and would gladly give them all up just for those three items. I know at San Diego, I believe, Bandai showed off a new Buckler toy to be released sometime, maybe the end of the year or beginning of next, I forget what it was. But who knows how well it'll turn out. If it's based on a Japanese mold, I am in! If it's a Bandai America creation, we'll see. Sentai fans out there, have you any info on this? I am dying to know. In regards to last week's question from Nightmare 10880 about Doom figure lines that have had multiple scales, after I thought about it, yeah, he's right. There are practically no lines that sell well that have offerings in multiple scales, with the exception of Marvel Universe and Marvel Legends. Nothing I could think of currently has that distinction.
Oh, Thundercats failed! Terminator bit the dust! Most recent Star Trek... kaput. DC Infinite Heroes flopped. Dark Knight Rises? Nobody buys.
Movie Masters excluded. The list goes on and on. That was quite the astute observation. Kudos for bringing that up, Nightmare. Nightmare being another Doctor Strange villain. Wink, wink, wink. With nothing else going on, I'm still watching Jason the World Warriors and Dino Riders, so nothing new to discuss there. I'm going to wrap things up here early, and with a tip of my hat and a wag of my tail... from Baron HQ, I bid you adieu.
There
you go, guys. The thoughts with Ados Barón. Yeah, Ados Barón. Yay! Yay! I like thoughts with Ados Barón.
Yes.
Gives us time to listen.
I know.
And look at auctions while we're listening. We're like, yes. Excellent. So there you go, gang. That brings us to the end of another show. Make sure you check out our sponsors, the Crazy Kings of Toys, at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. By supporting them, you support this show, which is awesome. So if you go there, buy something, tell them David Duvall sent you. You don't get any discounts or anything. But they got some great sales going on, as you heard at the beginning of the show. So make sure you do that. Check over at the toyworldorder.com forums. Sign up if you haven't. It's absolutely free. You can sign up. Leave questions for the show there for Dave and I both, for Married to the Collection as well. Right there on the forums. Check it out. Lots of cool stuff going on over there. Lots of great stuff going on up, kind of, sort of.
No, I've got a pile of stuff that I'm going to start reviewing.
Yay!
So,
yeah.
All that stuff that I bankrupted myself on these last few days.
Awesome!
Yeah, some of that stuff, some of that's going to get reviewed. Yeah. I gotta prioritize what I'm going to review.
Great. Dave's bankruptcy will create content
for the site, yes.
Yay! I'm so glad you bankrupted yourself now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Puppet Duvall. You can follow the site at Toy World Order. And you can follow this show at Dave and Duvall. And then you'll just have to hunt Dave down on Facebook.
Well, I'm not going to friend you anyway.
So. Well, you can still look at his stuff.
No, you can't.
No?
No.
Oh. Maybe you should just run the Dave and Duvall Twitter feed. That was brought up by TFG1 Mike when we recorded after we were done. He's like, why doesn't Dave just run the Dave and Duvall Twitter feed? I'm like, it's a good question. He's got all the passwords and everything to it. He could. Get it on his phone. Like, it's easy. You should run it. That way
I don't think you'd like that, though. I, every time I'm, like, cut loose, I feel like you and Brandon just get the cold sweats and it's like, what's he going to do now? He's going to cause trouble.
No, you only
cause... He's going to start beef.
You only cause trouble when you're prodded by someone.
That, well, see, that's how I feel, but like... Anywho.
Yeah. Anywho.
Uh-huh.
Anywho.
What? Uh-huh. You're the one actually... I love how you're actually defending me, and then we kind of spun out, and you're like, yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
I know.
I'm so confused right now.
So anyway, you don't have to go home.
No, wait, I wasn't
There's
done.
There's more?
I wasn't done. Hold
good
on.
Good Lord.
Where was what? I? Where was I? Hold on, what was I?
I don't know. You're pimping the various ways to communicate with the site.
If you listen to us on iTunes, go to iTunes, leave us a review of the show. It would be awesome. We love all the love that we're getting there, so please do that. That's great. If you don't listen to us on iTunes, I'm going to work on getting us on Stitcher, which a number of people have asked for us to be on the Stitcher network.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to work on
Thank
that.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Why that thing.
Yeah. Are you happy now?
I am. I can sleep at night now.
Oh, okay, good.
Now that we're going to be on the thing.
Okay.
Stitch thing.
The Stitch thing? Oh, David.
Next it'll be the Lilo thing,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, Dave. There you go, gang. And as always...
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Toy bar's closed, peeps. Peace out.